Le Skeleton Band aus Montpellier schöpfen ihre Inspirationen aus Folk Noir, Post-Rock und Blues. Musik und Performance erinnern an den Expressionismus. Ihre Konzerte gleichen cinematischen Ereignissen. Alex, Bruno und Clément haben die Skeleton Band vor 15 Jahren zusammen gegründet.
It's a story which led us back like 15 years ago. This is the age of the band. A story of three people, like me, Bruno and Clément, wanted to do a rock band. And so we decided to, each one of us, to learn an instrument. And so Bruno now is playing the double bass, Clément is playing drums and xylophone and vibraphone and a lot of stuff. And I'm singing and playing also guitar and banjo. And it's a band, I think we really like the mix of some stuff which are really dark and I don't know, sometimes quite quirky or muddy, and things more like eccentric or absurd burlesque. And this is this mix that we are carrying on since I think many years now. And I don't know, last years now our songs are longer, and that's why we can be also known like sometimes playing post-rock music, because they are more progressive. And I think it is also because the emotions that we are trying to reach are more maybe intense or sometimes deeper than in the past. And now we are four. We were four. We were back to three. And now we are four again with a violinist, player and singer. So we try to do also a lot of harmony with vocals, and we have a new brand interest for polyphonics voices. And well, that's our story. We went several times in Germany and we try to tour the most we can.
Die neue Viererkonstellation hat für Alex als Sänger einige Veränderungen gebracht.
I used to sing whatever I want and in the way I want to. And now I have to be more careful when the harmony are going on. But it's really interesting because I think it allows us to reach different kinds of emotions. Like for the past years, since the beginning, I've sung a lot in a very like a low voice sometimes. But now I'm singing also in the high. And now to have this add of another voice. Sometimes it makes like a choir. It's like a choir, or it's like more, I don't know, heartbreaking with the older voices, like sometimes some kind of weird dark mantra or something strange like this, I don't know. But this is because there's a lot of voices that it's happening like this. It's still stories. It sometimes sounds like some people say, like our music is cinematographic or cinematic. I mean, it's more like in the music of the instant, more except before it was more like a narration, and now it's really happening now. Sometimes in the voice, I'm still singing in the very low, but actually I'm screaming a lot more than before.
Schreien will gelernt sein. Ebenso wie das Singen in hoher Tonlage. All das hat sich bei Alex nach und nach entwickelt.
It was like step by step. We had to do a soundtrack for a radio play. One song came out like this with my high voice, and I keep training on. And for the scream, I don't hurt my throat. That's quite nice. I try. When I hear something I like, or when I feel like sometimes in rehearsal or in a concert, I feel like I can reach something more. I try to do it with my voice, and first time maybe it's not working very well, but second time is better. And then, and it's really interesting with now with the multiple voices, because I can scream, and in the back it can be very quiet. So we have a huge range of emotion like this.
Die Emotionen werden auch auf der Bühne sicht- und hörbar. Früher hatten Le Skeleton Band einen Plan für die Performance bei ihren Auftritten. Heute versuchen sie es etwas anders.
At first, we were thinking a lot about this, but right now we try, after years and years of concert and tour, we try to not to plan, like the to be surprised by ourselves now on stage. So the only things we tell ourselves is to how you can just cut the thinking and just let it go, whatever in our bodies, whatever coming out. And actually, in our case, that's true. It's like really close to, but like a German expressionism. I think it's the mood of what we feel, what we are feeling inside. So that's really the way it can be very dramatical and melodramatical or theatrical sometimes. But right now we don't plan it. We try to be fresh every show again. So sometimes I'm talking or telling stories between the songs, and I'm trying more than ever before never to say twice the same thing. Every time, just stop thinking and just let it go what he has to be said. And because sometimes it leads us in the mood, which can be very strange even for the audience sometimes. That's the thing I'm trying to be very like careful about. Not to do the exact same thing every night. I know right now I'm talking a lot about space and time. I know it's I like to be like saying sentences again and again, like it lost its meaning or its senses, and it's a bit like a nonsense sometimes. I know, for example, for each this moment, and it will be, I think, the case in Germany, intro of the concert is like a calling to the audience, because sometimes when we play in cafe or in club, in music club, you have to gather the people, and every night I say something about the place or the loop by singing like an Indian mantra or something like that, really strange, and with the really strange music and behind me, and every time I try to say something about the place by singing.
Die Location bekommt im Konzertintro ihre gesungene Widmung. Sprechend antwortet Alex auf die Erinnerungen an den Ort einiger denkwürdiger Auftritte im Blauen Salon in Tübingen.
Actually, it's really easy for me to talk about the Blauer Salon, because one friend of us has done like documentary about Los Skeleton Band, and there is a lot going on in the Blauer Salon. A lot of video. We have a lot of video of us with you, actually. I remember very well the first time the discover of of the Club Mate. I think it was the very first time our Bruno discovered the Club Mate at the Blauer Salon. And I remember well also the stage. And I remember well, of course, the first time we bought T-shirt of Commando. It's funny because in the documentary we see the night in the Blauer Salon, and the next morning everyone in the band got a t-shirt from the Commando in the street before the gig. I remember also in the Blauer Salon to play and sweat as hell while I was playing. I remember very well that.
Die Texte von Le Skeleton Band laden ein, einzutauchen. Sie können Kraft und Weisheit vermitteln oder auch nicht. Das bedeutet aber nicht unbedingt, dass dahinter eine klare Botschaft steckt.
I don't know if we can call that a message, but I'm always trying to relate inner space and outside space, our own inner space and the reality, I mean the outside reality. When I read again the thing I've wrote, sometimes it can be an invitation to dive into ourselves and go out with stronger or I don't know, wiser maybe. Sometimes it can be constatation of we don't get any wiser, and sometimes it's really more like lyrics heartening and ridiculous, like everything about to be physically strong and to be I don't know, viral. I don't know if we call that if we say like this in English, but yeah, it's to be tall and to be manly and to be all those kind of stuff. It's turning into a joke in our music.
Das Spiel mit Worten kann auch vorherrschende Muster und Machtverhältnisse in Bezug auf Identität oder Geschlecht in Frage stellen. Ein Beispiel dafür ist der letzte Albumtitel von Le Skeleton Band, O Cavalier Seul.
In the last record, we have done like grammatical and mistakes in French in the title, but on with the purpose. It's a mix of the feminine and masculine and gender. And when we introduce ourselves, we don't say at first we are men. I think it's spread into our music for a long time ago now, and we really enjoy also to be fragile in the music and some stuff, especially with songs we play sometimes in acoustic. That's why also I find something which is really touching me in the high voices, because it allows me to travel to different like a representation of gender, but even if it's not really the entire thing. Skeleton Band, it's like also a game with all the pre-established identities, to play with that. Like actually, when the Skeleton Band, the name came from like the old cartoon of Walt Disney, which is called the Skeleton Dance. And in the Skeleton Dance, it's in the same time really dark and really absurd, and those skeletons are really weird, and we don't know what they are exactly. Because maybe that's the meaning of the Skeleton Band, to play with the identities, because nobody knows what he is or she is exactly.
Der Albumtitel O Cavalier Seul hat noch weitere Bedeutungsebenen.
It means like a lonesome riders in English, and but in the plural, so it means that I was thinking a lot about the band of loners. We feel more like comfortable with the idea of loners which are gathering and try to do something together than people which are working like just in a unity, which are more questioning to me. This record is like about this, like bands of people who are alone, but maybe moving in the same way, alone with the other and with the, but in the inner space, you still feel with your own issues, and but it don't mean you struggle with, you won't struggle with it, or you won't fight. This is a record with a lot of howling. Actually, that's why most of the time we are presented like close to the blues, because I think the preoccupation are exactly the same. Or to go deep in the well and to see what light you can find there.
Abschließend äußert sich Alex noch zur französischen Politik und der Situation nach den Wahlen von 2022.
We were surprised of the results. Will be a lie, because we knew that it should be like this, because it was like this 5 years ago. We were in despair. We didn't wanted to have the choice between the liberalism, like an awful liberalism, and a right wing party which are racist and sexist and everything. But in the meantime, right now, it's happening for for the parliament in France. There's people in the left wing which are getting together, and I don't know if they are going to win, which I kind of hope. Which is interesting, it's that the people in the right wing start to be really frightening by this. So maybe this is the little light in this really complicated horizon. But it wasn't surprising, because the last 5 years in France have been really, really awful. And like the government was like covering all the... They were a violent government with a lot of authoritarianism. Like the 5 years of this, everyone was like totally exhausted and by those kind of ideas and ideology.